Now, what happened to six people who were found dead in a luxury hotel suite in Thailand's capital, Bangkok? We're joined now by the Times of London's Asia correspondent, Philip Sherwell, who is there. Philip, thanks for taking our call this morning. Will you take us through what is known so far?
Yes, well, this sort of mysterious and tragic incident started to unfold late yesterday afternoon when a maid at one of Bangkok's most prestigious hotels, the Grand Hyatt Erawan, went to a room that was supposed to have been checked out of a luxury spa suite room. The room was locked, and when the staff obtained keys to go in, they found six people dead inside there, slumped, four of them in a bedroom, two around a dining table. The identities were quickly established. They were Vietnamese and Vietnamese Americans, but the cause of this incident was not clear. However, police have said today that they've pieced together what they believe happened. First of all, suspicious residue that was found in some cups in the room has been tested, and first indications are that there are traces of cyanide in there. Secondly, they have spoken to relatives of one of the dead, and it seems that there was an investment that had gone badly wrong involving this group of people. Some debts were in play, and they believe that one of the party murdered the other five and then committed suicide.
Had they been in the hotel for long?
They'd been there in other rooms for about 2 or 3 days. They checked in at different times. They'd all checked out of their other rooms on the Monday, and all had gone to this meeting, this conflab in the upmarket suite. And they were last sort of known of on Monday, early Monday afternoon, when room service was ordered and delivered, and when one of the party was making cups of tea and coffee for the rest. And then it was more than 24 hours later that their bodies were found. And the indications from the state of the bodies and the initial forensic work is that they had died, been dead for more than 24 hours, so that this killing had taken place shortly after the delivery of the room service on the Monday afternoon.
And when this first emerged, Philip, there were many rumours swirling around, one of which was that they had been shot. And the Thai authorities were very, very keen to close that line of rumour down very quickly and try and get to the bottom of what happened to them quickly as well.
Yes, I mean, the reports of shooting, which didn't come from the police or the authorities, just seem to have been one of those sort of lurid early, rumours and conspiracy theories that swirls around when the reports of six dead bodies were emerging. But certainly Thailand is putting a big push on encouraging tourists to return to the country. And they were very keen to sort of ascertain very early on this wasn't a robbery, this wasn't an attack by an outsider. And they do seem to have got to the bottom of this, and some tourism chiefs may be breathing a bit of a sigh of relief that it does seem to have been a murder-suicide involving the group. Awful, tragic and horrible that is, that took place in this, played out in this luxury hotel in Thailand.
Philip, thank you very much indeed. Philip Sherwell, who is the Times of London's Asia correspondent.